Let's go to line one right now and talk to Roger from Amelia. Hi, Roger. It's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling the Ask the Builder Show.
Hi, Tim. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
Here's my question. Make this as short as I can. I have a ranch house that's about 8 years old. It was built with a 4-foot crawl space underneath the house, 7-foot poured foundation around the house. Just recently, I decided I wanted to do the basement, so my wife didn't want to move, so I had somebody cut a hole in the foundation and went to Home Depot and got a 6-foot-4-inch door frame, put it in there. I'm digging out the basement with some help. My question is, with a 4-foot crawl now, digging about 3 feet of dirt out of there. My question is, do I have to worry about the outside, the pressure from the outside buckling the poor foundation in?
Well, you've got a couple issues going on. So, in other words, you're actually trying to turn this crawl space area into a full basement.
Actually, it won't be a full basement, but about a third of a basement. I want a room about 15 by 25, and the house is about 32 by 50, something like that.
Well, have you not encountered the fact that spread, that I assume that they put a spread footer underneath the concrete block?
Yes, there is a footer on the concrete wall.
Where
mud is right now and right flush at the top of the footer. I want to put a concrete slab on top of that once they get the area dug out.
Oh, okay. So at the top of footer, in the crawl space, you're going to have enough headroom once you put your slab in.
That's correct.
Okay. And your question is, what about the dirt? Which is your question? What's the pressure of the dirt going to do?
Yes, on the outside. Again, I got about 4 foot dirt on the outside, and I got about 3 foot dirt on the inside to dig it out. So, the question is, well, do I have to worry about the dirt from the outside pushing the buckle on the wall in?
Yeah, and it's only 4 feet high.
That's correct.
No, you should be okay. If it was 6 or 7 or 8 foot tall, I'd worry. There are tons of concrete block foundations around Cincinnati where ranch houses were built with full foundations, and many of those weren't really built right back in the 50s, but they've got full foundations. And typically, at about the 4 foot high mark, you'll start to get a crack, you know, where the soil pressure is bending the wall in two.
But once again, this is a poor foundation, and the house is about 8 years old, so.
Okay, and even the crawl space foundation's poured.
That's correct.
Oh, you're bulletproof.
So if I get 8-inch, a poor foundation...
You're fine. You're going to be just fine.
Okay, Tim. I really appreciate that. You have a good show.
Okay, thanks very much. And make sure you put a really good vapor retarder down before you pour that new slab.
Yeah, you know, like plastic, you know, like the heavy plastic down there.
Well, you should really put a... go to my website and read that column about vapor retarders, because you want to put one down that passes that new ASTM 1745.
Is that something different than plastic?
Yes, it is. So just go to askthebuilder.com, and on the left-hand side, way down at the bottom, you'll see a category called vapor retarders. Those vapor retarder columns.
Tim, thank you very much. I sure appreciate your call.
Oh, okay, Roger. Roger, thank you, buddy.
All right.
Okay, see you later. Vanessa, I'm going to take your call off the air because there's just not enough time for me to give it the due. So don't hang up. We're going to get your name and number, and I'm going to answer your question off the air. Now, coming up here in a few minutes, of course, Denny McCune, the gardening show is going to be on. He's got to be happy as can be doing backflips from all that rain we got 2 nights ago because the plants really needed it. I'm sure he's going to be talking about that and a lot of other things. So if you want to get on board for his show right now, 749-1035. And remember, during the week, you can get a hold of me if you've got a problem, askthebuilder.com. And remember, if you want to see photos of my garden shed going up, go to askthebuilder.com/shed, S-H-E-D, .shtml. Now, I don't have any photos there yet. Give me about an hour and a half, and I'll have some there for you, and I'll keep it updated during the week. So remember, more Ask the Builder next Saturday, and I hope you have a great holiday weekend. Den McCune's up next, and remember, this is WGRR Hamilton, Cincinnati.